My name is Philip Fan. I am 17 years old. Today is December 11th, and I am recording this interview with Audrey Carter in Hinsdale, Illinois. The book we are discussing today is The Things They Carried by Tim O'Brien. Audrey, do you remember which story was your favorite? If so, which one?
Of the anecdotes?
Yeah.
I didn't really have a favorite. Like, the reason I liked the book so much as a whole was just the idea of metafiction was something that really spoke to me, but I think the anecdote that exemplifies that the best is the water buffalo one.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that, especially because I think it's something that's shocking to the reader, which is really fascinating considering the fact that the whole rest of the book is about war, but the thing that really seems to impact the reader most drastically is this animal dying, or not most drastically, but just sort of strongly as a moment. I also really liked the anecdote where he was talking about his friend, and forgive me because it's been a while since I read this, but driving around the lake.
Norman Bowker.
Yeah. That I thought was something that was really powerful and something that was really unique for the story because it sort of showed a different perspective than the one he was speaking about throughout the rest of the book.
Yeah, that one story was interesting because it was like the one of the only like post-war stories about another character.
Yeah, and I think the whole book is sort of his way of sort of coping with his experience during the war, and it was interesting to see a foil for that in a different character and how someone else reacted to it.
Yeah, back to the water buffalo. Did you find it interesting that in the end he stated that the water buffalo like wasn't the actual part of the story? It might not have even been real.
Yeah, that was sort of why I love that anecdote so much, is because I think The Things It Carried is such a powerful book because it represents the idea that in conveying an experience that is foreign to us, the purpose or the priority can't be the truth. It has to be the emotion, particularly in an experience that's so powerful and that's so hard for, I think, the average person to understand, like war. So I thought that was a really powerful moment and sort of drove the point of metafiction home very early on.
Yeah, I found it really interesting how like he brought up the idea that a story can be true even if the facts aren't true, and it may even be more true if the content isn't true.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I recommended this book to you in the first place, because I really, really love that idea. And I think that's really the point of art and really life in general, is about human connection. And if it's easier for us to connect with other people and empathize with their experience through a story that's not necessarily true, I think that's so much more important. And I thought that was a really interesting idea that he brings up through the book, and I think it's really, really fascinating that he does it through the lens of the Vietnam War.
And why do you think that, even though some of the details and characters were made up, that why do you think that the stories were more true that way?
Because I think, like I said earlier, I think war, or this war in particular, is an experience that's very meaningful to the author, clearly, but it's not one that the average reader will ever be able to understand. And so if he's exaggerating the facts or altering them in some way in order to make that experience feel more powerful to the reader as they're reading it, then in many ways they're feeling the same way that he did at the time. And I think life is about the way we experience it, not necessarily exactly what we experience.
And back to coping about the war, why is it do you think that Norman would end up killing himself because he couldn't cope with the war?
Well, I mean, obviously, I don't have, having never experienced war myself or anything close to it, I think that's a difficult question to answer, but I imagine that the experience of being in war is so different from everyday life, especially when other people are trying to move on, because I think for these characters especially, their lives are completely altered by it. And yet they're living in a time when the whole country is just trying to forget. And I think that would be a really, really difficult thing to deal with.
And what did you think about how the first chapter opened up with all the things that like each of the characters was carrying with them? How do you think that played into the character development?
Again, it's been a while. I remember I remember that he opens it with like tangible things that each of them carry. And I think if I remember
ended up
correctly,
throughout the story it would shift towards experiences they were carrying.
Yeah. I thought that was it was an interesting parallel, because I think in some ways you could argue it represents the audience's perception of what war is, in contrast to sort of the emotional turmoil that comes with it and that actually defines it. I think, a lot of times audiences can romanticize war, and I'm not saying that that's what he does in the first couple chapters, but you could argue that by emphasizing sort of the physical struggle of it, he is representing the idea that people have of war. And then by emphasizing the emotional struggle, he is talking about really the reality and sort of how those two relate. Sorry.
So one of the biggest themes in this story was the idea of the loss of innocence. Which one of the stories do you think like best exemplified this theme?
Oh God.
I really liked the one with Marianne, the girlfriend who.
Oh yeah.
How she ended up with all the fingers and stuff.
Yeah.
She would always sneak out, and because at first she was like, you know, like, I think the idea that he was trying to get was like that war like corrupts even like every little aspect of like everything, of someone, and like that war corrupts innocence overall.
I agree. I completely forgot about that story, but that story is really powerful. And I think it's also interesting how her boyfriend, whose name I can't remember, but her boyfriend sort of views her as like this innocent thing in the same way that the reader does. And it could be hinting at sort of how when people come back from war, like we see with Norman Bowater, it's difficult for them to see those things that they once saw as normal or innocent in the same way. So I thought it was interesting how that story reflects it twofold, in that you have a character who is both like very viscerally corrupted by war, like very surface level changed by that experience, but also you have the perspectives of other people as they're viewing her change. Because I thought, I thought that was really fascinating.
Yeah, and what did you think about the parts of the story where Tim would bring his daughter to Vietnam, and his daughter never really thought much of all the places that he was mentioning before in the story?
Yeah, I think, I mean, personally, I think I view those as representative of what he's looking to get out of the experience of telling this story. Because in a lot of ways, I think it's cathartic for him as a veteran to try and, not only to live through them again, but to try and help people understand this aspect of life that is so ununderstandable. Or, that's not a word, but that is...
Yeah, it's
kind of
like
so
something that almost the majority like the population has never experienced or never will.
Exactly. And I think he, from what I remember, I think he carries a lot of guilt with this, the experiences that he had and the things that he did. And I think it's interesting how his daughter sort of doesn't understand that guilt in the same way.
Yeah.
In the same way that the reader doesn't understand that guilt.
And it was almost like he was taking his daughter to all these places because he wanted his daughter to like understand and feel it, but his daughter just didn't.
Can't, yeah.
Because it's like he took her to like just like a paddy field, and that field has like so much significance for him, but she just saw it as like a little field.
Yeah.
Like a shit field.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah. I think she sort of represents his general audience. But it was interesting to me that he chose his daughter, because I think it brings into, not a question, but it brings up ideas of sort of legacy and really moving on from that experience. Like, if you as an individual go through something very traumatic and then you have a kid, which is a very meaningful experience, I think for the vast majority of people, it completely changes your life and the way you view the world. I think it's interesting that he brought those two into the same story.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for speaking with me.
Yeah. Bye.